I would like to talk about fan fiction if you got something to say about that, Junkie.
Yay! Oh, shit. I don't know what I have to say.
Awesome! That was amazing!
Hold on, man! Damn! I have to think! Okay.
I'm starting to get worried that I'll probably get chewed out for for farcical chapter titles.
Farcical chapter.
What is that supposed to mean?
Well,
Google it.
for those who've been following my fanfic, An Annoying Paradise, which is in the second season, so it's called An Annoying Paradise Dash Lost. Two of the last three chapters that I've put up, I've titled Karaoke Party Filler Episode.
I did notice that.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah, I have made myself scarce around the fan fiction thread. I mean, I've been lurking, but I promised myself, I was like, I will not really post a comment until I can get my next chapter up. And then my
Yeah, how
computer
that's
died.
going?
My computer died, all right? It's not my fault.
It is not your fault, but you could still be writing on paper with a pencil.
Yeah, well, all my files are on my little USB thingy right here. So luckily I didn't lose all any of my files, because I learned the last time my computer crashed.
Oh, mine used to crash so many times now. I used to lose so many things.
Yeah, I don't even. I like rarely put anything on my like computer's hard drive. I've got two external hard drives now, and then all my documents go on my little USB stick thing. The only thing I have on my computer that's worth anything is my iTunes files, which that's just because I can't store it anywhere else. Piece of crap Apple product.
That's why I don't really use Apple that much.
Yeah, well, I've got an iPod Touch, so I kind of can't help it.
Yeah. My iPod is kind of sucky for some reason. It's just awful. My Sony Walkman is like a lot better than the iPod. It lasts longer in battery life and it doesn't get corrupted so many times. I have to restore the thing.
Yeah. Well, we could talk about our hatred of Apple products, or we can talk about fan fiction, so.
Yes.
Okay, let's talk about, I don't know, we were gonna talk about fan fiction. Let's try and stick there. Okay, so obviously one of the rules is make sure you back up your damn shit because you don't want to lose it.
Yes,
Right.
yes, definitely.
Definitely.
Yes.
Of course, I'm still worried that I'm also going to get a tongue lashing for the ending of that most recent chapter, where I directly steal stuff from Pokemon.
Oh,
That is not original.
you could just call it a parody and
Yeah, it's not really like stealing. It's more like a meme. Like, well, for those who haven't been following my fanfic, for some reason, some of the main characters have gone off into this fantasy world where magic is real and it's alternate dimension, but three of the other girls from the idling agency have followed them with the idea to steal the golden microphone that the first group of girls will probably try to get to complete their mission to rescue some boys who've been kidnapped. And once they but the thing about the magical world is that if boys go over to the magical world for selfish reasons, then they turn into donkeys, just like on Pleasure Island. And if girls go over for selfish reasons, they turn into cats. So one of the girls who went over, Momoko, got changed directly into a cat, into an anthropomorphic cat. While the other two, heel girls, Risako and Saki, were like are still like fully human. So So Risako starts calling Momoko Meowko because she's a cat. So they wind up doing. So when they finally attack the first group, they do the Team Rocket like battle bust.
Mm. Oh wow! Well, that is definitely a crack type of fic there.
Yeah, I'm so stuck on the introduction chapter to the third arc of my story. I want it to like be explosive, but I just cannot match how I ended the second arc.
Mm. Okay, well, you might actually just like reread what you wrote.
Yeah, I did, and then I was like, I have no idea what I'm doing anymore.
Did you make notes?
I do. I have a whole page of notes. I just
are your notes organized?
Mostly.
Mostly, huh?
Mm. Well, see, for the second arc, I had each chapter, I had like bullet points of what I wanted for each chapter. Mm-hmm. And I got all the way to the end. I have a diagram, okay, for how I wanted the last chapter of the second arc to go. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, okay, well, I'll start working on bullet points for the third arc tomorrow. And I was typing up, you know, chapter. Well, eventually, I just got so absorbed into the second arc that I completely forgot to set myself up for the third one. Okay. So now the only opening plot I have is Koharu propositioning the gang to help her murder her father.
Oh wow.
Well, you can have you can leave it open with a lot of interesting things. By the way, you ended it.
Yeah, you're actually the one who gave me the idea to that I'm gonna follow now, having preemptive strike be launched.
Strike?
Yes. Do you remember that?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Well, I don't remember saying, oh, put a strike in there.
Preemptive strike, child.
I don't even know what that means.
As in to strike first, without provocation, in an attempt to supposedly react to a threat that could be coming. Please don't dictionary me on that.
Close enough.
Oh, so like have them attack first, basically.
Actually, it was going to be the other way around. Have them be attacked before they can attack.
Ah, crap. I'm terrible at memory. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, if you don't remember, it'll be just as much of a surprise to you as it will be to everybody else.
Yep. It will. This is why I have, like, 10-page notes on a freaking story. And if it's a one-shot, forget it. It's, like, almost like, 20.
Yeah.
But because of that, like, I can very easily get back into the story because of my notes. Mm. And I can remember the tone that I had for it.
See, I always have that problem that I can't write notes if I've already started a story. Because my notes will just turn into sentences, which turn into a chapter, which turn into, why am I writing this out by hand?
Yeah, it's kind of tough, but it helps me a lot. I realize that it helps me a lot.
Well,
that I come with an idea, then I automatically write things like Roman numeral 1 and 2, and I have the characters. If I want them to be main or secondary, then I'll have backgrounds. I'll have plot line and tone. I have all sorts of stuff like that.
Yeah, see, I wrote down, before I started the story, I wrote down what I wanted to happen. I wrote down who I wanted the bad guys to be. I wrote down what kind of characters I want the girls to fill into. And then as I wrote the story, I changed and forgot everything that I had done before. I contradict myself so many times. I'm glad nobody's called me out on it. It's terrible.
Probably because they do it so many times, too. They're not even going to bother anymore.
Yeah, I can't even... some of the chapters I go back, I'm like, why did I write this? This is like the exact opposite of what I had written here. It's like, nobody notices, really?
No, no one notices.
It's like, I love my readers. They're so nice to me.
Yes, they're JP Hip is very, very nice, and that's kind of good about it, but then sometimes I want to punch the writer in the face because I think what they write is not very good.
Yeah, well, see, I'm the kind of person that I tend to give people the benefit of the doubt. You know, I love well-written stories first and foremost, but, you know, I'm willing to take a well-written story with maybe not the most in-depth plot line, you know, to be one of my more favored stories, as opposed to something that's got the same amount of depth, but is, like, terrible grammar, you know, terrible punctuation, and just little nitpicky things like that, or rather big nitpicky things, like, not making use of your spell check. But at the same time, I've seen some really, like, terrible grammar-wise stories that have just had, like, amazing plot lines. It's like, if you could just get past the run-on sentences and the paragraphs jammed together, there's actually a really good story in here, you know? And it's really hard to do that with a story since, you know, technically every story has already been told.
But it can still have a different spin on it, different feel, because of how the person writes.
Yeah, fan fiction, it's a lot easier to do that with, to put a spin on a story, because the characters are already established.
But it's just how you execute it, how you make it, how you present it. Yeah. Is what makes it different. And when you write, it's almost like your voice. Like, everyone has a distinct voice, right? And if I'm talking, people will know it's me. It's like that with writing. I think that's why things can be done over and over, because everyone has a distinct voice, a distinct way of how to say something, how to present something and explain something too.
See, it's exactly like that. I know a few of the stories that you're talking about, in particular that you don't care for, that I look at completely differently than you do.
Yeah, I'll admit I'm probably a bit tough and too much of a perfectionist, which is why I don't read a lot of fics, and I'm kind of picky with it. To me, it feels like I read fics that have such great concepts, good ideas, but the way it's made and written and the way the plot falls apart, it makes me not want to read it. I think it's terrible. Like, how it's executed is very bad. But the idea itself has potential, and that kind of frustrates me.
Yeah, yeah. Like, oh, you know, if I'd written it, I would have done it this way. But you know what? If I was reading my own stories, I would probably hate them.
I hate a lot of mine, but I think now, out of nowhere, I started getting really good at writing.
Yeah, see, I think I go through cycles of being okay and then being totally terrible. I never thought that I was a really good writer. You know, this is just something that I do as a hobby. You know, the fact that I even post it at all is a miracle. There's so many stories I have that, you know, that aren't finished because I just can't bear to look at them. Like, oh my gosh, what the hell was I thinking? And there are some stories that I posted that it should have stayed on my hard drive, you know, before the crash.
Now, I have a question. I have an advice request from you two. Okay. Like, what I'm planning is, at the start of the third season of my fanfic, to also start serializing another one of my fics. Now, in the second fic, I'm really pondering if I should have, like, a really big warning at the very beginning of the threat, saying, warning, there are many HP members in this story who are in trendy fan pairings, but none of them get together in this story. Please do not ask for them to be put together.
You mean no romance?
Well, there's plenty of romance and sex in the story, but
just no dating.
Yeah,
no relationship. Basically, it sounds like a smut almost to me.
Well, it's the story is borderline smut, as much as almost all the plot lines revolve around sex, but no sexual acts are described.
I think that's completely up to you. You know, if you've been getting a lot of comments, a lot of requests like that, then by all means, you know, put a warning. Be like, this is how it's going to be, you know.
Yeah, especially since two of the main characters are Takagaki. But they're not together. They're just friends.
Like friends with benefits or like friends?
Friends without benefits.
Oh, that sucks.
What the hell? I don't get it then. What?
No. I think Roku's trying to join here.
I'm trying to make him come in.
Okay.
Oh, shit. No, we lost him.
Okay. But, in the story, they're paired up with completely different people.
I'm not following here. Are you trying to say that you're making the girls hook up, but they're not hooking up with girls, they're hooking up with guys?
No. They're hooking up with other girls. Girls who are standing in for, since this is an alternate universe story, girls who are standing in for Takahashi Ai and Risa Nagaki are in the story, but they don't date each other, they date other girls. If that makes any sense.
Well, that could be portrayed, you know, as if you're portraying them as just really close friends that are just really close friends, then, you know, you'd probably just have to suck it up and be like, oh, yeah, I guess they're not going to get it on. But if you're portraying them as really good friends with that underlying sexual tension around them that just has people gripping the edge of their seats like, when are they going to kiss? Then you're mean. You're mean and cruel.
But it's not that type of story at all. In the story, the four members, girls who stand in for the four members of Generation 4-5 Morning Musume are together as young adults in a independent idol group that plays at this lesbian bar in Shingoku ni Chrome to a bunch of wealthy older patrons.
You know, you don't really explain things; you complicate things. You said, okay, I have a question for you. You made the most complicated. It wasn't even a question. It was a statement. I don't even know
advice. No, the original question was, should I put a warning at the beginning of the story so that every single comment to the story won't be, when is Takagaki getting together?
Oh, so it's not. You don't have to put a warning if there are no pairings in there. If anything, you don't have to put warnings that much at all, because if it's smut or whatever, obviously you got to put it in the per section, and that speaks for itself.
Right. Yeah.
The site JPHIP is pretty open to all sorts of crazy fanfics, as long as the girls are of legal age and it isn't too crazy, would be okay.
Well, there's plenty of crack pairings. Yeah. Uh-oh, is Roku actually with us now?
Am I? I don't know.
Ah, he is.
You're here, but you don't even know.
I guess not.
Yes, you actually came at a auspicious time. For those who don't know, I got a message from Rook and says, "Well, are we actually going to talk about fanfics?" And you walked in while we were talking about fanfics after 2 hours of talking about news.
Yeah, I was a bit amused by that, and I can just imagine you guys just talking about news for 2 hours as well. That must have been fun.
Not on my end, but it was amusing.
All right, well, at least you had that.
Okay, how's that?
Yeah, a lot better.
Okay. All right,
and you're awesome. Actually blinking now, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just had to adjust my audio setting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the topics we were talking about in terms of fanfics is whether or not I should put a warning on my next fanfic that even though the members of Trendy Pairings are in the fic, no trendy pairing actually materializes in the fic.
So what you're saying is, even though Taka and Gaki are in the story, Taka Gaki is not happening.
Right.
Exactly. Okay, then that's kind of stupid to put the warning. You don't have to put a warning.
Yeah. Chucky was right. You're just complicating it.
Yeah. See? Exactly. See? Ah! This is why I like people who are direct.
Okay, then.
Yeah, you don't need that anymore. You don't need that. It's fine. I think the only time you put warnings if there's going to be character death or rape involved.
Okay. There's no rape or character or character death, but maybe I should put a warning for strong sexual situations.
No, not really. No one does that.
As long as... I think Yuyami said it best. As long as her beep does not go in her beep, then you are fine.
Okay.
Yes. As long as it doesn't rather belong in the prose section.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of borderline, but just because everything is about sex, but they don't actually do sex on camera.
Yeah, as long as it's not explicit, it's generally all right.
Okay. Mm.
So you got the okay by the three of us.
Okay, that's good. It's more like Sex in the City type.
No, but they actually did have sex in there, though.
Not explicitly.
It was alluded to.
Yes, there's a lot of allusions in this story.
Okay, and that will do.
And a lot of cracked pairings, which will probably piss a lot of people off.
As long as the girls are 18, I think it's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Not too much that we haven't already done before, so don't worry about it too much.
Yes.
Yeah. A crack pairing is only a crack pairing until it becomes canon.
Okay. Like, probably the biggest crack pairing is going to be Takahashi Ai at age 21.
If you say Sanma, I'm going to scream.
Sanma? No.
But that wasn't in your news?
What?
What?
Hey, only I can do that.
Raven seems to know.
What?
You're mean, Rokun.
Okay.
Yes.
You like to torture me.
Okay, yeah. 21-year-old Takahashi Ai and 35-year-old Ida Corrin.
Corrin?
Kaori, sorry.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, I took that as a very bad sexual kind of sound.
I wanted to write that pairing because somebody was like, oh, this story that you wrote is just as disturbing as Ida and Takahashi. I'm like, I need to write an Ida Takahashi now.
Hmm. I always wanted to write Rika and Sayu. I had that idea before, but then I kind of didn't go with it.
Well, this story is nearly 3 years old, so if that cheers you up any.
You beat me to the punch.
You can still do it, but probably do it in your own cool way.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Way.
Yeah. This story, and besides, this story is very, very alternate universe. So.
I'm still pouting. I want you to know that.
Okay.
Well, make one like that, but make it a hell of a lot more badass than his fic then.
Yeah. Lots of guns.
Okay, yeah. There are no guns in my fic.
Guns are what I do.
Okay.
Guns and yes. Lots of gore.
Mm. And let's see. Some of the other pairings are Asami and Mickey.
Who's Gaki-san paired with?
Oh, Gaki-san is paired initially with Ibon.
Really?
Yes, but it's a very toxic relationship.
Well, that's a surprise. Yeah.
I don't know what that word means.
Toxic?
Oh, you said toxic. I don't know why, but when you talk to me, like it, your words are cloudy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They aren't clear to me.
Dear.
Hey, I'll be right back.
My enunciation must fail.
What the heck? A coyote has entered this building.
What the? And the other pairing, which is actually not a crack pairing because it's actually true. Makoto Reina.
Oh, that's not really crack at all. I actually liked that pairing before. I like any pairing in Morning with May.
Yeah.
Did you say Maki and Reina or?
But
Makoto.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no. That's all a right, no. I'm back.
Okay, what are you talking about?
No more howling, okay?
Oh.
Welcome back from turning into a werewolf.
wait a second, Junkie.
She tried to call her pack home.
Yeah, I was just freaking my dog out.
Yeah. Was that a no for Macarena?
What?
That's a no from my end.
Okay. That's my own, like, fan... That's my own fan name for appearing with Ogawa Makoto and Tanaka Reina. Maka Reina.
That was lame.
So? I dare to be lame.
Oh, God. There's only so much lameness I can take in a day.
Yes. But later on in the story, Gaki gets paired up with Junjin.
That one I could see, maybe.
Not as much as I can see Sayu and Junjin.
And also, Makoto has a pretty close relationship that's not sexual with Misono. I can hear the crickets.
No comment. Randy, I found what you were talking about.
What? When?
What?
When I had given you advice about the next part of your fantasy.
You actually went searching for it.
Yes, because I wanted to remember, because I felt bad, okay? Damn! I'm going to have to, like, re-read.
I think I'm just gonna have to give up and reread my entire story and be like, okay. And then I'm probably gonna bang my head against something.
Don't do that. Or else you won't be able to write because you have a gash in your on your head.
Been there, got there. Save the band-aids.
Save the band-aids. I can probably help you a lot more though on it now. I got better at helping people with but fanfics.
Oh, but earlier in the show, Junkie was calling my current story crack just because I steal a mime from Pokemon. But unfortunately, the crack hasn't even started.
The whole thing is just crack already, I can tell. It's just crack.
No.
Okay, it's crack then it's more crack, and then more crack, and so much crack that you can't even take anymore, that you might explode.
Well, let me just give you a slight preview. Not in the next arc, which is like four chapters long, but in the arc after that is called the Discontinuity.
Is that supposed to like ring a bell or something?
No, it points out that starting on that arc, there's a glaring story discontinuity where one character changes personality for no particular reason, and everybody remembers her in the new personality retroactively.
See, that's crack. I honestly don't know if I'd be able to read it. It's definitely crack, no matter what. It keeps getting crackier and crackier.
And only one person remembers the way that she used to be.
Very, very strange.
Specifically, the character standing in for Tanaka Reina, who so far in the story, over the course of like two seasons, has had the character of a cute girl and a Yankee girl, suddenly retroactively has the character of a cute girl and a Yamato Nadesco.
Yeah, this is not my cup of tea.
Who?
This turned out to be a shameless plug-in of Rezop's crack.
Crack.
Well, why not?
Because, what the hell?
What the hell?
just like an hour of shameless plugging of your own fanfic.
Why not?
I don't even do that. I don't know. I just find it a little strange.
Well, you could.
I could, but I don't write Morning Musume fics anymore, basically.
Well, I do.
I get to.
Just blame SNSD, basically, because I'm writing a shitload
of will. I will blame the crap out of them.
Well, you're welcome to read it if you want to.
It would be like, I don't know, just like reading a story about people I don't know.
Yeah, that's basically how it is.
So like reading an actual like non-fanfic novel.
Yeah.
It is a fanfic, though. What the hell?
It's strange.
Strange. Well, it's strange to the person who isn't a fan of it, yeah. But I'm writing a lot of that, basically. And in that fandom, my writing actually somehow got better. That was weird. It improved a lot. Like, my one shot is, I got separated into four parts. It has 29,000 words in it. It could have had more if I didn't rush the fourth part.
That's not a one shot.
It's not anymore. No, it's not. It's like I started to call it just like a mini series, basically, which has four parts to it, and that's it. But I am trying to write more Morning Musume fics. It's just really difficult because
you need to read Sayu's blog more.
Yeah, I know. I really do. I stopped. I used to like stalk her. Her blog.
She's got all kinds of good stuff that...
Of course, that is why I stalked it.
Inspired the thing that I just wrote the other day, for example. So,
yeah, that's... And you pretty much know, like, a lot of interesting, crazy things about her sister, which made me believe that's why Sayu loves being around Eddie and can handle her the
best. Because her sister's insane.
Yes, because her sister is crazier than Eddie.
I did notice that in the... In the pairings board, there's a new thread for called Sayu Bear.
Oh God, it's true though. It's so true.
Yeah, is that because of the post yesterday?
I wasn't the one who started it, so I'm just saying that it's there.
That was a while back.
That it exists.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying, though. I'm trying to get back to it, into it.
Mm.
It's just hard because I have no favorite member there anymore.
Mm.
Eddie's gone, and I don't have anyone else. So it's kind of... Yeah, I like Sayu, but I don't think I like her that much.
Mm.
You're coming to like Eddie Pong?
I think she's kind of cute, but it's about it. But I do kind of like her. It's tough. Yes, I know. I have to start. I have to catch up on a lot of crap.
See, the good thing and the bad thing about being a Morning Musume fan is, yeah, your favorite members are probably going to leave eventually, but there will always be new members joining so that you can get new favorite members.
Yeah.
It's just I have this loyalty commitment issue.
Yeah, it was really hard for me to get back in the groove of things when I was originally a huge Fourth Generation member fan.
Mm.
And then W, of course, and then Yossi graduated and Buden disbanding was for a while, I just could not even look at Hello Project. Mm. I was just like, you know what? This is just terrible.
Mm.
But you live and learn.
Yeah, see, this is like my first experience of that, and I really didn't like it, so I haven't been as interested in Morning Musume for a while. I mean, I still care about the group and worry about it. Like I said, when Ai leaves, I worry for the group. I don't know what's going to happen to him.
Now, there is one pairing, which I think is like really really hot, but I don't really have any emotional commitment to so far. And that's Mano Arena and Mime.
See, I've already told you what I think about Mano.
Well, yeah.
No, bring on the eye and saw you laugh.
Pretty that much is... just slap some duct tape over her mouth and she's fine.
Well, I said that I didn't have an emotional connection to the pairing, but I think the two of them together are hot.
Well, Mime with anyone is hot.
This is true.
But with Mano, but with Mano especially, for some reason, they just have this like this weird vibe together. So, but especially since Mano is kind of a mannequin, there's no real emotional commitment to the pairing.
So it's kind of like you see two hot girls on the street and you're like, damn, this bitch is a fine.
Yeah.
I can understand that.
Okay.
This is where I don't have anything to say.
Okay.
This is not a pairing that I'm interested in.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry if I seem a little bit distracted, too. I'm trying to catch my computer up to date with everything that I've... everything that I need, pretty much.
Mm.
And Rogan doesn't have to apologize because he's a mute.
Mm. Now, does anybody have any other pairings that they only followed for cosmetic reason without any, like, emotional... like connection?
See, not really, you know. Okay. And I think it's because I'm a chick.
Okay.
Well,
I can understand that. Yeah,
maybe like Ren Ai and Ai paired with Sayu, maybe that's about it, but not really. I usually follow, like, I'm really all for the Kamishige pairing a lot.
Okay. I have a rather insulting fan name for that pairing, unfortunately.
Which pairing?
Kamishige. My fan name for that is Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, sadly, it's kind of true.
They're not really dumb. It's just their characters are dumb.
Sayu is actually... I think Sayu's actually pretty sharp.
Oh, yeah.
I think she's definitely not book smart. Definitely not. I think
plus probably, she reads a couple of books, but
I think probably I could beat her in anything but a math test, and that's saying something.
Well, I have in the past tried to float the kook theory that Sayumi is secretly a genius who lectures in Paris under an assumed name in metaphysics and literature deconstruction.
Now it's
you
time
you
for...
You have a beautiful, beautiful fantasy world. I want you to know that.
Yes.
I don't even understand his. What's... I don't know. I think he used big words that I don't know.
Oh. Well, it's not that I understand literature deconstruction or metaphysics. It's just that they're two topics that would make her sound smart.
Yeah.
I think Sai is pretty smart. Like, I think completely opposite.
Yes.
She's well aware of the things around her, and she's witty, you know? So maybe it's probably that she wants to put up that dumb image because she wants to be cute. Probably because the guys over there, the guy, I don't know how the guys are in Japan, but maybe they think that a girl who's smarter than them is not cute and they don't want to date a girl like that, which is probably right. Why she does that.
Well, I don't think that's exclusive to Japan.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I know a few people who are okay with dating a girl who has a bigger out, like, makes more money than them. It's actually changing now in America.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what redneck bar you go to, but not mine.
Yeah, this is in the South. It's like completely different. They want to live in like the old ways.
No, not even. I mean, granted, I don't live out in the sticks, but yeah.
I live in New Jersey. I don't know, in the northern part. It's completely different here.
Yeah, that explains it.
The girls are more like they're more tough and rough and in your face and
yeah, I got a friend from Jersey.
A lot of I see a lot of females in college, and my mom is she makes a lot of money. She's really important to her company, so I have a different view on that.
Well, it also is part of the fantasy that I had for Sayumi was that. Recently, one of her like lecture DVDs outsold her bikini DVD, but it was but many people were trying to explain it because that if Sayumi hadn't shaved her armpits, then her bikini DVD would have sold better.
Wow, I can't think of anything that would possibly.
I know.
It's... Fit anything you just said.
I know. It's crack.
Well, back to the end, you know that Sayu is a genius, right?
Yeah.
She's an evil genius, definitely.
Absolutely.
No, she's a math genius. She does her simultaneous equations all the time and challenges herself with math problems.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Don't you remember that?
I do remember that. I remember... the DVD magazine during the Nine Smile concert when they did sorry, my stupid's coming back. multiplication tables in the ping pong. Does anybody remember this?
I stopped listening. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
no,
I figured.
I don't watch many DVD mags personally, so.
Okay then.
All
right. Moving on.
For those,
I think we're done, are we?
Well, for those playing along at home, Rokun has like put up a link to a for something.
Oh.
It's the evidence of Cyberbeam.
You laugh at strange things.
Okay.
That's true. I do remember this. Yes.
Okay, so it's Mini Money Mania WordPress /2008/06/12.
See, this just shows that I said that she's smart. It's just that she's terrible at athletics, and she's a bit of a klutz and uncoordinated. That's all.
No, well, and they always talk about how she...
That's at work, too.
The Japanese word is kind of hard to translate, but how her head works, her mind works very quickly in, like, the variety shows to be able to think about the comebacks and everything as well. It's like the Japanese, I suppose.
I guess the equivalent would be, like, something like a sharp tongue?
No.
Or a sharp wit, maybe? Well, quick wit?
Quick wit, probably. Would be more like it. It's like the Japanese literally is like the conveyor belt inside your head is quickly. It's quick. a top Tyson or something like that.
I love Japan.
A metaphor, yeah. It's just that kind of a metaphor, just showing that, like, you know, the machine of your brain works really quickly. But yeah, in English it probably would be more of a quick wit type thing. Unmetaphor like. English is so clunky.
You killed the chat.
Sorry, I've been talking to grad students about Japanese and
stuff
all day. So.
Yeah, your brain's dead. What are you doing here?
To catch you up a little bit, though, we actually did watch two YouTube videos together earlier in the show. We watched the new video that came out like a couple days, the past couple days, the Imagine Classic Yajimi Miming. Have you seen that yet?
By what you pronounced, it does not sound familiar to me.
I told you, you pronounce weird.
Mimey
probably won't be familiar.
Just came out with some eHello DVD. What was it? Imagine something.
Imagine you Classic. Did,
Imagine Classic.
Yeah.
And it's actually pretty cool. It's her doing a dance, five different parts simultaneously.
Huh.
You have to see it. Type it into YouTube. Google it.
Yeah.
And the other one that we watched was the opening number from the Cute Play from earlier in the year.
Yeah, and before you try to pronounce this, let me find it again.
Sure.
Okay, where did it go? Akuma no Tsubuyaki.
Thought it was that Akuma playing?
Yeah.
I'm surprised. Nah, well, it's too bad they took down the Mecheike vid with Momoko. That's too bad that was hitting, like, I think it got to, like, 600,000 hits or something.
Oh, wow.
Before Beat Takeshi copyrighted it.
No.
Not on YouTube. But,
Yeah, so I did get
a chance. Then, of course, the infamous Risako rape video from the new Gekihara. But,
what?
Do you not hear about that?
No.
You know, Berries and Cute, just this last weekend, debuted their new Gekihara, the one with the military outfits and everything.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Same period thing. Anyway, there is this clip that came up, and, you know, people talked about it, backing it up, where there's a scene in which Risako's, well, they split up into two teams, and in the one team, Risako plays this princess character, and in this one scene, she's raped, basically, by this guy, who, I don't know, I think it was a, you know, it's a period drama type thing, so that thing kind of thing happened back in those days, but that caused a little bit of a stir.
Hmm.
So,
but it was important to the plot.
I take it. It was. I mean, we don't know anything else about the plot except for those who actually went to see the play.
Okay.
I'm not even sure where that video came from because...
Is it gone now?
Well, it's been a while since I looked it up. I can try to find it again.
Yeah, right? I've been seriously out of the loop for the past month.
Yeah, it's too bad the Momoko one was taken down, because even though I'm not a fan of Momoko, I do have to admit she takes pretty good bumps. He's passed along the link to a YouTube video.
He has a funny looking hat.
I think it's probably about to get less funny.
And,
probably, if you can understand Japanese, because I can't.
Oh, it's the Risuka rape video. Oh, man. That's a pretty serious hat the guy's wearing.
I just told you. It reminds me of a bean.
Wow.
Yep.
That was kind of terrifying, actually.
Sounded like it was a pretty dramatic moment in the play. Apparently, in the other team, the other play, Mai Mai plays the princess. So, we don't know completely if it's the same story or anything. It sounds like it is, but I guess she would have that role in the other play. We'll see more of that as it eventually comes out on DVD, I'm sure. But
I know nobody can see my face right now, but I imagine there is this horrified look, because that's kind of what I feel like.
Yeah, Rokun, you killed the mood really bad.
Well,
I mean, I can't believe that they would allow an HP idol to do a scene like that. Specifically.
I guess they're trying to get serious about the acting a bit more or something. I don't know.
As if spamming my own fanfics didn't kill the mood already.
Nah, it'll pick up. But yeah, that was kind of the news of the last week or so, as that came out. And then a few days later, the Meche Ike episode aired with Momoko getting abused and kicked and dragged around. So that scandalized everybody as well.
Yeah,
that's pretty crazy.
She takes some pretty good bumps, too. In wrestling jargon.
Are you guys still getting that feedback?
Not as bad.
Let's see. Not as bad.
That's good. Because if so, it's not me, because I've got headphones now. So.
Okay, excellent. So, okay. So, Sorokin, any other topics you want to bring up?
Not particularly, I guess. Is anything interesting going on with fanfics lately? Random is probably more on top of that.
Not at all. There is nothing interesting.
It's kind of dying.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of scandalized the other two girls by saying that my latest chapter of my fanfic has a direct steal from Pokemon.
Yeah. Speaking of, where have you and Essie been lately, Rokun?
Well, I suppose since I've been doing the blog translations, I haven't been. That's been kind of my writing outlet lately, I guess. So I haven't done as much of that, but I mean, occasionally I get something like that fic the other day, and I also started writing a little more of that Berry's Gakuen fic, but haven't completed the chapter yet. But maybe eventually get there. But mostly just haven't felt like writing fics as much. I suppose I'm also starting to do more at school and such with Japanese and everything, so that's kind of been my focus lately, has been like the Japanese. But
school.
Yeah, well, it's not actually that much. I'm just taking one class, but it's occupying my mind, I guess. Essie, she's been, I tried to get her to come on this chat, but she was like, no. So
Yeah, it's not gonna happen.
Yeah, but she's been busy with work and having a life and, you know, all that kind of stuff, so.
Yeah, I forget that people actually have lives outside of the internet.
Yeah, some people do.
Strange.
Yes, I have a life, but I just don't like to talk about it.
What a strange concept.
My life is work.
My life isn't work. But I do have one.
No life here.
Let's just say I would have a lot of material for writing the HP girls in a freaking pizza parlor.
Oh man, that sucks. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Or Musume burgers.
No, it's gotta be pizza.
Okay.
I like burgers.
I will never eat another pizza again.
Well,
the girls always say how they want to have a part-time job at, like, a restaurant or fast food place or something. So, there you go. You could do that.
Stop giving me serious ideas. Stop it. No, I actually, I had planned, before my computer crashed, I was going to write out a series of song fics. Featuring Takahashi in different pairings, I guess. More like Takahashi as in the main character along with maybe one or two other girls also. So, I mean, maybe not like romantic pairings, but I hadn't really decided yet.
I haven't read a song fic since I was 12.
Yeah. I started listening to Lady Gaga, so... She kind of infected me. I blame I for that. Yep.
Dead chat.
I think probably it's getting kind of late.
Yeah.
So end it.
We've
been talking for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
Well, enough you're trying to.
This is why you should have a time limit.
No. I keep telling people that time limits are impossible because no matter what happens, we always go long.
Well, and people just want to talk. It's not like. Yeah. I mean, if you didn't want to keep continuing, then you would just leave. So it's not like we're holding you here against your will. Yeah.
Yes, that is true. I shut up.
I twist no one's arm. Okay, but I guess we can call the podcast to an end. I guess it was supposed to be a news discussion podcast, but then we had a run-in, and the fan fiction talk made a run-in, so now it's more like a fan fiction podcast.
Well, the idea was that before.
Yeah.
Well,
might as well stick with what we know, you know?
Okay. Stick with what we know. All right. So... So we discussed a lot of news. We spanned fanfics. We bemoaned writer's block. And
Takahashi's graduation.
Yes. You didn't have to sound so happy about that. You were yelling.
And since I missed it, who are you going for 10th Gen?
Oh, okay. 10th Gen.
You know,
did you not talk about that?
We talked about it, but we didn't.
Talk specifically about which girls we were rooting for.
Yeah,
you'd have to have watched the last Hello Pro Time and gotten the translated version is out, the subtitled version is out.
Honestly, I think I'm actually going for the egg. But please, God, not all 10 of them.
Well, have a do. 18 member Musume.
No.
Just a little more than the 15 member they had in the past.
No, please. No.
Well,
chaos.
Actually, I have a crack prediction.
Oh God.
For this.
All right, I'm ready. Let's go.
Okay, the crack prediction is that Sunk is going to announce that none of the girls made Morning Musume, but all of the girls are going to have their own group, separate from Morning Musume.
Well, that'd kill Morning Musume then.
Yeah.
No, they could have another audition.
Like it would be. Oh my gosh, that would be just as bad as the Lucky Seven.
Yeah. Yeah, but the Lucky Seven girls, like I think only I guess the
Unlucky Seven audition.
Yeah, the Unlucky Seven girls were never seen again, except for like AKB 48 and stuff like that.
Yeah, so they were never seen again.
Right, but in this case, all 10 girls get into Hello Project only in their own new group.
That would be crazy.
And
well, I think Tsuki needs a voice to replace Aichan now, so but knowing Tsuki is possible, he may not do that, but that's why I say if he doesn't do that, then I think Morning Musume is in trouble because they've got nobody to it'd have to be Gaki, I guess. But
her voice has gotten a lot better recently.
Yeah, I mean she'd be able to do it.
Yeah, and of course they're going to be putting all that pressure on Reyna too. I don't think that's really, I guess, fair.
Well, Reyna's singing style is a lot different from Ai's. I mean, I like it, and I think it's good in its own way. But I just don't think that all of Ai's lines and the different parts that she did, I don't think Reyna could necessarily do them very well. So,
yeah.
It's possible, but I think Gaki will, for the time being at least, end up getting most of them.
They also have Sayumi.
I kind of hope so. I really hope that they put more of the singing responsibility on Gaki-san.
Of course, you're Gaki's fan.
Well, yeah, I am. But you know who else I'd like to see get more lines? Sayu.
Yeah.
Can't sing.
Yes, she can.
I think her voice has gotten bearable lately.
I don't know. I
think someone's headphones have fallen out.
Yeah, junkie.
Be quiet. I can keep my headphones in or out if I want to.
And then we'll just be listening to ourselves echo back and forth.
Yeah, well, you guys are still in my headphones, though, so I don't know why you're hearing an echo if you are now.
Yeah, it's gone now. Mm. It was really bad before, though.
Well, anyway, that's that. I just thought I would ask quickly about the assumption, so.
Okay. Well, I think there are girls in Generation 10 Audition who deserve to be in Morning Musume, and the girls who I think should be are probably the exactly the same girls that everybody else thinks should be in there.
Seems like there's a pretty good consensus on it.
Because there does seem to be a big drop off in talent after like the top four.
Yeah.
I thought we were supposed to be wrapping this up.
Yeah, but
okay, we can wrap it up. Okay, let Junkie go to bed.
Okay, so
I'm not gonna sleep.
Past your bedtime.
Okay, Okay, so
it's past my bedtime, that's for sure. Okay.
Okay,
yes.
So,
you need your rest, elderly.
Okay, so
I gotta get up early tomorrow too.
Definitely go to sleep.
Okay, so this podcast started off as a news discussion podcast, but wound up being the Hello Project. Hello Fan Fiction Podcast number 5.
Yeah, so basically it's just like every other podcast I've been in. We just could not stay on topic.
Yeah.
Which I think is what makes it awesome.
Yeah, but
I don't know about that.
I think
at least fun.
That we are talking about Hello Project at least for 99% of the podcast.
Most of it, yeah.
Yeah, so it's not like we were like totally off topic and talking about, like...
Like New Jersey and Virginia, you know, the differences between.
Okay.
You know, well, not like anything like that ever came up, right, Junkie?
Right.
Hmm. Okay. So this has been Junkie, Rokun, and Randy, and me, your host, Resolve. Doing that podcast thing. So until next time, so long.
Adios.
Bye.
See ya.